Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 79. And in the news for today, in our ongoing report building up to the August 2022 primary elections, today we will review the Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. Senate, which is currently held by Republican Tom Johnson, who we covered on Tuesday. Wisconsin is considered a key swing state for this election due to the 50-50 balance of power in the Senate and a consistent Republican block of voting. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris is the deciding vote in case of ties. Harris has had to settle the tie 23 times so far. The leading Democratic contender at this time is Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. The newest Marquette Law School poll from June shows Barnes is ahead of multimillionaire Alex Lazary and present Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. The Marquette poll shows Barnes has the best chance of anyone in this Senate primary to defeat Ron Johnson. In a general election matchup, Barnes beats Johnson by 2 points more than any of his opponents. Lazary, Mandela's next leading opponent in the Democratic Senate primary, does not beat Johnson in a head-to-head. The poll was fielded before the shocking revelation that Johnson tried to subvert the 2020 election, which will only make him more vulnerable. Barnes is the only candidate leading Johnson among independents as well. He leads Johnson with independent voters, while his primary opponents trail Johnson among independents by 2 to 8 points. Barnes is also Democrats' first choice in the primary. Despite an $8 million onslaught from his next leading opponent, Barnes has gained 6 points and expanded his lead against Lazary since the last Marquette poll. And additionally, Barnes has the biggest favorability among Democratic voters by a 10-point margin. Barnes is a Milwaukee native. In 2018, he became Wisconsin's first elected African-American lieutenant governor. Under Governor Tony Evers, he chaired the governor's task force on climate change. Godlewski was born in Eau Claire. She was elected Wisconsin treasurer in 2018. As state treasurer, she helped lift the state's ban that prevented staff at the State Board of Commissioners from advocating for climate change-related policies. Lazary lives in Milwaukee and is currently on leave from his job as senior vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. He played a role in helping build FistServe Forum and bringing the Democratic National Convention to Milwaukee in 2020. There are other candidates running for the Democratic Senate nomination, including Ku Lee, a businessman and the first Hmong candidate running for U.S. Senate. Lee's family escaped Laos when he was an infant. He moved to Wisconsin in 2010 to start his business. Tom Nelson was raised in Little Chute, Wisconsin, and currently is the county executive of Outagamie County. Nelson says he supports a blue-green coalition that unites the environmental and labor movements. Steve Olakara is a Brookfield native and UW-Madison graduate. Olakara is the founder of the Millennial Action Project, a nonprofit national policy advocacy organization. Peter Pekarski is a Milwaukee lawyer living in Milwaukee. He says he supports universal access to healthcare as a basic human right. Darrell Williams was the administrator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. Williams was National Principal of the Year in 2013 by the National Alliance of Black School Educators. None of these candidates have the same name recognition or financial backing to be seriously considered as challenging candidates. Information for this report came in part from West Politics and TMJ News Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.